I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate, April 30th. The stars are quite literally desirable. That's because the roots that make up the word desirable mean to long for a star, heavenly body, or constellation. Astronomy has a rich vocabulary: star, planet, galaxy, and many other words. Many of them also have non-astronomical meanings. A galaxy of stars, for example, might refer to an auditorium full of actors, though how many of them can be considered stars is a matter of opinion. Some words with heavenly connections seem obvious. Lunatic refers to the moon. It comes from an ancient belief that the moon's influence could make people behave strangely. And jovial, to be full of good cheer, means of Jupiter. In ancient astrology, the planet was thought to exert a happy influence. Other words have more surprising connections to the stars. Consider, consider. Its roots mean to observe the stars. Sider is from a Latin word that means star, heavenly body, or constellation. In fact, many words with some version of the root have a link to the stars, including desire. Disaster also comes from ancient astrology. It meant an unfavorable position for a star or planet. Aster was a Latin word for star. The word influence appeared in the 14th century. Dictionaries say it meant streaming ethereal power from the stars when in certain positions, acting upon the character or destiny of men. A good description of modern-day influencers. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.